This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Tuesday, the 12th of April. Coming up, radiation worries in Japan and 50 years since the first man in space. First up, Japanese officials have now said that the emergency at the Fukushima nuclear plant is a level 7 accident, the highest possible level on the scale of international nuclear accidents. But it hasn't got any worse, it's just that scientists have had time to analyse the situation. Takashi Matsunaga from the Japanese government says the priority now is to stop highly radioactive water escaping from the power plant's reactors into the sea.
The large part of the discharge is in the cooling water. And it is very important at this situation to prevent the leakage of that cooling water, highly radiated cooling water.
Next up, Alassane Ouattara, the leader the people of Ivory Coast voted for, has called for the fighting in his country to end. He also said his rival, Laurent Gbagbo, will have to face a trial. Mr. Gbagbo was arrested yesterday after refusing to step down from his job for 4 months after losing the election there in November. Moving on now, and scientists think penguins in the Antarctic could one day die out because there's not enough food to go around. Young penguins snack on krill, but rising sea temperatures are killing off the shrimp-like creatures. Penguin numbers in some parts of Antarctica have fallen by 50% over the past 30 years. Police in Swaziland are arresting anyone walking around in a group. It's the last place in Africa which still has a royal family in complete political control there. Thousands of people were expected to be protesting on the streets to ask for a change in the political system. The authorities are trying to stop the demonstration before it begins. Next, it's 50 years since Yuri Gagarin became the first person to orbit the Earth. His flight lasted 1 hour and 48 minutes. He then ejected from the spacecraft and parachuted back to Earth, where he was welcomed as a hero. Anu Ocha is director of the Space Academy.
He was always interested in astronomy and in ideas to do with flying, and he actually began his flight training in his late teens. And from there, progressed on to the military, became a military pilot, and then was recruited in the late 1950s and part of a very, very secret program.
Which brings us to today's question, what was the name of the first dog in space? Yesterday we asked you what a bogey was in golf. The answer is, it's when you take one stroke more than the standard par to finish a hole. Footy next, and Andy Carroll scored his first goals for Liverpool as they beat Manchester City 3-0 at Anfield last night. The England striker scored 2 goals in the first half. And last up, if you're happy, you can now join a club. The world's first membership organisation dedicated to spreading happiness is launched in the UK today. Action for Happiness already have 4,500 members in more than 60 countries, and they want to put a smile on everyone's faces. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.